Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome, Raheem, to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here with you. So appreciate you bringing me on tonight.
Oh, I love it. We love to hear these inspiring stories for all these listeners that are still battling Lyme disease. It can get pretty rough and pretty dark when you're going through that battle. So stories like yours is kind of what gives them that inspiration to continue to fight. So I know you've had a little bit of a journey. So why don't you start with telling us when and where it all started?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it started back in 2014 for me. I was kayaking on the Susquehanna River on a 45-mile journey just north of Harrisburg. And I stopped on an island to camp for the evening. And I think I got bitten by a tick then. I didn't really have any bullseye rash or anything that really indicated that I gotten bitten, but I got sick for about a month and it was something that the doctors really couldn't diagnose and tell me what was going on. And so eventually I got better. At that time I was running marathons and really busy in the outdoors and it just kind of disappeared. And so I assumed that it was gone and that was that.
Okay. Was it kind of like flu symptoms for about a month?
It was flu symptoms for about a month. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Right. I just felt incredibly run down and just my body just was not doing anything that I wanted it to do.
Gotcha. And it sounds like you're very active and healthy. And so that was probably pretty unusual for you.
It was really unusual for me, particularly during the summertime. You know, it's not unusual for me to get a bug of some sort during the wintertime, but usually it's gone within just 3 or 4 days. And so for me to go to a doctor, you know, for anything was unusual at that time. And since then, it seems I've just been in and out of seeing doctors and figuring out what the heck is going on.
Right. And so before you got a diagnosis, it just went away.
Yeah.
So then what happened? How many years later until things started popping up?
So in November of 2016, the family went to beautiful Kauai, Hawaii. And I was silly enough to swim with an open cut in a river. And in Hawaii, all the rivers are warm rivers. They've never been kind of cold water rivers. And so there's a lot of bacteria in them. And so that bacteria got into my body and it really caused an incredible skin issue. At one point, about 25% of my body was covered by just scales and ugly stuff. And that I think was what really allowed the Lyme in, but it also caused internal organs in my body to begin to shut down and crashed my mitochondria. And I spent about a full month in bed in February of 2017, with about 4 months really kind of being off and on bedridden. Wow. Between February and May.
And that was from the bacteria from the water?
That was, well, I think it was the bacteria from the water, but I think it's also the Lyme kind of being able to.
When it was coming out.
When it was coming out, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think around that same time, I may have had a heart attack that went undiagnosed for some time.
Oh, wow.
So it was just an incredible mixture of things. But that month was really incredible for me, because here I was lying in bed. In 2015, I started a shamanic training. And when I started the training, my teacher at the time said, you know, just so you know, as you start this, you should know that you're going to have to be hit, but you're going to agree to being hit by lightning. And I'm like, what does that mean? They said, well, it means that you're going to lose 2 years of your life. And I'm like, okay, I'm up for that, whatever that means, right? I just signed the paper and kind of laughed, you know. But the memory of that came back to me in February of 2017 as I lay in bed there because, you know, my body was down, my awareness was always present. I was just always there that 24 hours a day for that first month. And I really discovered that there is there is kind of this body and then this thing that inhabits it. And it really began my journey of healing, to discover that there was more to me, that there was something inside of me that could help me heal. And it's, you know, my journey really, really began that way, but it really, really caused me to get into deep learning of myself and understanding kind of what my impulses were and how to come to some kind of equilibrium with this incredible thing called Lyme.
Right. Okay. So what type of symptoms did you have? Did you have the pain? Did you have the brain fog? What were your symptoms specifically?
Yeah, I had tremendous pain between August of 2017 and I want to call it December-ish of 2019. You know, I kind of, one of my favorite jokes is that I never knew a level 10 in pain because my level 9s kept increasing until I finally fainted from pain. And then I assumed that that was it.
Oh, wow.
But so pain was a big part of it. The brain fog really didn't start until I want to say later in 2018, but that was something that really was debilitating. And then it was just fatigue. It was just constant fatigue.
We've never known before, right?
Absolutely. Like having this conversation, you know, I'd be done right now. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to lie down. I'm good. Thank you very much. I love you all.
Right. Yeah. So while you were having all these issues for those 2 years, were you seeking out different doctors, trying to figure out what was going on? I'm assuming you probably got some misdiagnosis like most of us do. So tell us a little about that.
Yeah. You know, so my diagnoses range from Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, to Hashimoto's, which is the hypothyroidism. Someone said I had lupus, another person said I had rheumatoid arthritis, you know, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, it was just this range of crazy things, but they didn't really ever totally make sense to me. They didn't really describe my symptoms in total. And so, you know, a lot of times my wife and I would just eventually thank the doctors and continue to move on because no one really was able to give us a real sense of the totality of the issues that we were facing, really until January of 2019 or 2021.
Okay. And so what type of doctor did you find that ended up giving you your diagnosis?
So as a functional medicine doctor,
okay.
You know, I was, thankfully my previous PCP had retired in November of the previous year. And so we were out in search for someone new. And I realized that the issues that I had were not going to be able to be dealt with doctors that typically take insurance. And so we were on a search for a bunch of different doctors. And I was really, really blessed to run into, I'm forgetting his name now. How about that? Lyme Brain.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And Dr. Natsky, he's in Grand Blanc, Michigan. And he sat down for 2.5 hours with us. You know, like,
wow.
Who sits down for 2.5 hours with the
right.
patient?
Right. Not these Western, you know what I mean? Medicine doctors, for sure.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he's like, this is Lyme and that's Lyme and that's Lyme and that's Lyme. He's like, you have Lyme. I'm like, thank God. As so, diagnosis that makes sense.
Yeah. So all those other doctors, and he sits down with you for 2 hours and tells you you have Lyme.
Yeah.
All right. Did you do any type of blood test or did he just clinically diagnose you?
No, he clinically diagnosed me, and that was really enough for me to begin treatment. We really only saw him for a couple more times after that because I really was even more alternative than he was. So appreciative of his help and helping me figure out what this is.
What it was, exactly. Yeah. So you were with him for a couple of months. So what types of treatment protocols did he have you do at that time?
You know, he really had me on supplements, and he wanted to use herbals on me, but I didn't really want to go take the test. I discovered Rifeing around that same time, and then my wife found some custom supplements that I felt were a better fit for me. I also took the Cowden protocol for a few months, but I found that to be a little bit too strong for me. My body was just too sensitive at first for the Cowden protocol. And the rifing and crystals have been incredibly helpful in lowering that sensitivity and kind of balancing the energies in my body. And so those are the types of things that I eventually moved towards.
Gotcha. So you kind of came up with your own protocol, so to say.
I did. And you know, I found that I needed to figure out six different things and kind of put them all together to be able to have it make sense. You know, I needed to beat the inflammation cycle, because those flares just, oh my gosh. You know, I had two flares a year, one lasting 6 months and the other lasting 6 months. And that was, you know, and that was just like, it got hot and I had a flare, it got cold, I had a flare, and that was it, you know? That was my life. And so, you know, beating the inflammation cycle was so important. And then the second step I discovered was detox, you know, that if I didn't detox the mold and I didn't detox the heavy metals and I didn't detox the things that were locking out all the other kind of treatments they could do, that nothing would work. The third thing I discovered was that we really have to feed ourselves right. We have to have the right nutrition, the right supplements. That Lyme disease is so much about the immune system, you know, being knocked out, that we really need to strengthen that immune system. And as we do that we can get better faster. We can come to some kind of equilibrium with the Lyme. The fourth thing I discovered, because I spent so much time in bed, was I had to learn how to move again. You know, all my joints and connective tissues had really stretched out at that point. And a lot of that was the reason I was experiencing all of the pain I was experiencing. I just couldn't use my muscles in the way that I used to. And of course, being the guy I was, I was type A personality that I am, I just always wanted to move and always wanted to do things. And it just was so painful just to do anything at all. The fifth thing I discovered was quiet mind. Since then, I've become a meditation coach. I really help people practice that deep learning, deep understanding of themselves. And having that quiet mind, being able to control the energy, where the energy originates from our thoughts and feelings and experiences, and where it ends, you know, so much of the time it ends in upset and anger and frustration. And somehow I've discovered that Lyme is a wonderful blessing, and having that end, that kind of a gratitude state, really changes the way that Lyme impacts my body and the way that I'm able to live in equilibrium with it. And then the sixth thing is killing the Lyme. You know, but I felt like killing the Lyme was the last step in my process. Really, I needed to deal with those other things first. And I think the hardest part about Lyme is that if we don't practice all of those things, or if I didn't discover how to do all of those things on a daily basis, then somehow Lyme would find a crack to get in and be able to attack me.
Wow. Well, those are six really great things. Definitely nutrition. We are what we eat, you know. My mom always told me that when I was a little kid. She said, you are what you eat. And it really is a true fact. So I love that through your Lyme journey, it has led you to become a meditation coach. That's really great to hear that, you know, what we go through kind of changes our path in life. And talking about, you know, getting involved with your emotions and in touch with your body. So, you know, being sick and being bedridden for the years that you were, you know, it's got to kind of put you in a dark place. So what did you have any type of, you know, those down days? Where were you emotionally when you were kind of struggling and being in bed constantly?
Yeah. I began the journey kind of assuming that I would die, and rather quickly. Wow. You know, that was where this began, because, you know, it was one day I was upright and the next day, you know, a quarter of my body was covered by these scales and my internal organs were failing and the doctors were really of no help. During that first month, I assumed that at some point that this would end.
Wow, what a horrible feeling.
It was horrible, and it was also extraordinary, you know, because being the type A personality that I have been, my wife and two children have always gotten, you know, perhaps the wrong end, the bad of that. And, you know, what I created in that first month was that I really wanted them not to be relieved that I was gone, you know? And so, you know, what that caused me to do was that caused me to kind of fall into a state of love, to fall into a state of appreciation of who they have been for me. So the hour or two of energy that I had in the day, you know, I really spent enjoying them and enjoying the experience of being alive.
Right. Enjoying all the small things that we don't think we take for granted. But when you come up, you know, with an illness like Lyme, it just really changes your whole world. And it does, you know, you become more appreciative of just the small things, being able to walk to the bathroom, or absolutely, just being able to get out of bed. So, yeah.
The year after that first experience, I went roller skating. Like, this was almost literally the first time that I could leave the house with my children by myself. And we went roller skating together. And, you know, I did 3 laps and I cried. Absolutely cried. You know, because I had been active my entire life. And then to have lost that, you know, really the dark place for me began in August of 2017. You know, I had no idea the impact of being in bed for 4 months had been on my body. And so, you know, I got out of bed, my wife and I figured out and experimented on the nutrition, on the things that I needed to be able to kind of lift myself back up out of bed. And, you know, it was, you know, an hour here, 2 hours there, 3 hours there that I could be out of bed and do my things for a while. And then I got to 4 or 5 hours. And then, of course, I went back to trying to do all the things I was doing before, because I didn't have Lyme. I wanted to live the life I had before, but I didn't realize all the damage that lying in bed for 4 months had done to my body. And so, you know, the pain started in August of 2017. And it was 2.5 years of really begging my wife to let me kill myself, wow, you know, almost every single day. And, you know, we titled this Keeping the Promise, you know, because somehow every single night I had to figure out how not to die that evening, you know, whether it was physically, you know, taking myself out or just being with that, you know, the stabbing or the ice picking or the lightning or the raindrops or whatever that experience of pain was that for that evening. And it's incredible when we have that opportunity to keep those kinds of promises to ourselves and the people that we love, because we find a reservoir that is so deep within ourselves that it can never be exhausted, and falling into that allowed me to really both deal with that pain and all the mental anguish that accompanied with it, but also really to wake up every morning and realize that this is a new day and why not?
Yeah.
And why not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, not only can Lyme just physically kill us, but there are so many that have taken their life by suicide. Because, you know, especially if you're one of the unfortunate ones and go for years or a long period of time undiagnosed, you know, now how can you get better if you don't know what's wrong with you? You know, absolutely, it's like a helpless battle that you feel. So, gosh, that's just, thank you for sharing that with us, because it really is such an important topic for the listeners to hear that, you know, if they're in that dark place, they're not alone. You know, a lot of people have been there. So how did you pull yourself out of that? How did you then transition from wanting to kill yourself to appreciating the little things and getting more in touch with your body and the meditation? How did that kind of all transpire from there?
Yeah. You know, so it really started with creating a mantra for myself. You know, the mantra that I created was I am conscious. I'm aware of my consciousness and I'm enabled by my awareness. You know, and that was just something that on a daily basis that I convinced myself of, you know, being conscious, being just like, this is me inhabiting my body. And at some level, I get to say how this goes, right? That I get to say how my life goes and what my experience is of it. You know, that this pain doesn't have me, that at some level that I have it. And that regardless of that experience of that I can choose something, that I can choose something in my life that is a healthy choice, that is an enabling choice, that is a powerful choice that allows me to move forward. And I really have to credit my wife, because I mean, she's the one that, you know, while I was experiencing it, she was the one that really was the powerless one in the situation. You know, as a caretaker, there's nothing that you can do right. We don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. And the moment someone does something, nothing helps. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And so, you know, I feel incredibly blessed to have my partner and for everything that she supported me with. And again, for me, it was the keeping of that promise, because I knew that I couldn't allow my wife to wake up next to a dead body one morning. That was just not something until she agreed, until she said, okay. And I'm immensely grateful that she never did.
Right. Absolutely. So am I. That's just such a, it's really amazing to have that support that you have. I know that not everybody has that. And I know in my journey, you know, I had the most incredible support from my friends and family, and I still felt so alone. Yeah. So I just, you know, can't imagine people that go through this journey alone. It's got to just be, you know, more brutal than what we think we went through. And so I'm thankful, you know, to be able to have podcasts like this to help people that are struggling and give them that inspiration that they need and let them know that they're not alone, you know, in Absolutely. The different Facebook groups that are out there. There's lots of support for people with Lyme disease. You just got to find it and reach for it and find a purpose in life of why you want to continue to go on.
Exactly.
So yeah. Tell us a little bit about your rifing that you did. Where did you learn about it? Because you said that was probably kind of what tipped you over towards the good was the rife.
Yeah, it was really the rifing, the meditation, as well as the supplements, I think, that really did the trick for me. I began the meditation really immediately in 2017. But the rifing began really in January of 2021, as did the supplements. Up until January of 2001, so between 2017 and 2021, my body would generate an allergy every other day to something. It was extraordinary to me. You know, the doctor, Nate is the gentleman, is the process I use. I can't remember the name of the acronym. It's a muscle testing kinesiology thing. You use energized vials, that you hold. And then the practitioner muscle tests you to see if you have an allergy to those things. One of the strangest things that we had was, we tested me for eggs. We tested me for the egg whites and egg yolks. And I didn't test positive to that, but every single time I had an egg, my body went nuts. And then we discovered that every time I had an egg, I also had vegetables. So it was not just the egg. It was the egg plus the vegetables that was causing the allergy.
Okay.
And so, you know, on a month, you know, on a 2 to 3 times a week, I'd go to see Dr. Martin, in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and he would support me in figuring out what my body was freaking out to at that moment, and desensitize me to that. And it was just an incredible intuitive process. We learned so much together about what needs to go into kind of supporting the body, that we need to support the organs, we need to support the emotions around the issues, because allergies are emotion related in many cases. And we needed to support kind of the pathways that were being created in it. So, you know, was it the endocrine system? Was it the liver system? You know, what was kind of going on with all of that? And then Rifeing is all of that in a computerized form. And so what the computer does is it is able to number one, do biofeedback on you. So it's able to identify the things that your body is most harmed by, and then desensitize you to those. And then I was able to add multiple programs, programs that impacted the energetic levels, the emotional levels, the physical levels, the organs associated with it, the meridians that were accompanying those organs. And I was really grateful because I've been in energy kind of work since I was 18. I've been a Reiki practitioner since I was 18. And so it really was helpful to have that kind of experience in my background. But I really believe in Rifeing. Rifeing is something that can help us with the inflammation cycle, with the detox cycle. It can feed us nutrients. It can support us in all kinds of ways that are just absolutely miraculous. And I think that is a low cost solution. My Rife machine, my Rife system cost around $2,600. I have 7 different generators. I have the ability to add crystal energy through it, but with some radionics equipment. I have the ability to structure some water to be able to make colloidal silver. All of those things I think are really, really important. But people can start with those machines, you know, at the $1,200 level. I don't know about you, but I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to figure out what this is. And this $2,500 system is the primary tool that I use. It's really almost replaced the PCP in many ways.
Yeah, you know, and I would like people to understand that you don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get better. Yeah. We just need to know the resources that are out there. We need to have people share their stories like you. I know I've never personally used a Rife, but I've heard a lot about them. I've heard that they've helped a lot of people. And so you never did do any herbs. You just did supplements. You were just kind of supporting your organs. What type of supplements were you doing?
So I did do the Cowden protocol for a little bit again, for about 2 months, but I found it to be just too aggressive
for you.
Too aggressive for me. And so this was a custom supplement program that my wife has found. It's through shop.com. It was started originally by a couple of doctors who really wanted to support people with long-term chronic illnesses. And they just needed to have sort of so-called a sales force. And so they use shop.com to do that. And they use all the different kind of vitamin programs within shop.com and put them together for people. And on a weekly basis, on a Sunday, I get together with these doctors. They're from New Jersey. And it's really, really incredible what they've been able to help me with. You know, I'll give them the symptoms I'm having, and they'll update the protocol in small ways and make sure that I have enough energy throughout the day, that I'm dealing with fatigue issues, that I have something to lower inflammation, something to help with the muscle relaxant if I need that. And I've got to say that I've almost had almost no flares, and the flares that I've had, I've been able to deal with within just a couple of days by their support with the supplement program. It's been really incredible.
Wow. So I've never heard of that before. So is that something that you pay extra for to get that support and help? And you said it's shop.com?
Yeah. So full disclosure, my wife has now joined this group and is now selling for them because it's been so helpful to us. But it's a $200 upfront kind of thing to do the questionnaire and get in front of the doctors. And then one should expect, you know, we're paying right around $400 a month right now for the supplements that I'm experiencing. And that's kind of what they said, that we should expect that $300 to $500 level for about a year to be able to deal with the issues that I'm experiencing. And it really was about 6 months between my starting the program and becoming nearly symptom free. You know, today I still have some nervous system issues and some thyroid issues. But beyond those two things, I really have no Lyme symptoms and haven't since July.
That's incredible. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. And as you know, it's something that we have to continue, I think, for the rest of our lives, you know, continue to have a healthy meal plan, get some body movement, continue to detox and just kind of keep our immunity up. Because, gosh, we don't ever want to deal with this again, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, you shared your story of having to drive through the fire in California and how that brought your Lyme back for a while. And there's this realization that you know, this is the rest of our lives, that we get to live in this good way, you know, and hopefully we can make the best of that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, wow, what a journey you've been on, and spiritual as well, and just really life-changing for you. And it sounds like a lot of it in a good way.
It really has been. You know, I liked the person I was before. I really felt like I was grabbing onto life before. But, you know, when you have as little energy as we get to have, you know, through Lyme disease and deal with the pain and the heartache and the stress and all of that, it really kind of fires our foundations in ways that are incredibly special. The times that I get to give myself to life now are so much more special than they've ever been in the past. And I'm honestly, you know, very, very grateful for this.
That's awesome. So you're a meditation coach. How can people find you if they're interested in reaching out for your services?
I will forward you my heal.me profile. That's the best place to find me. You know, and what we really do is we kind of discuss the forest that people are in and what they're dealing with and help them explore what that means to them and the purpose, you know, that it is creating for them. We ask them what their promise is. We ask them, you know, what they're really here for and help them discover what that really means for them. And discover what that means for them in this continuous present moment that we get to live in, and then we help them find the puzzle pieces, you know, that they need to find for their animal body that we all have that is always in this present moment, and we get to we put that awareness, you know, that is the greater self that we have inside of that animal body, so that we can really move life in the way that we want to.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking time to share your story with us. It's been an honor to meet you, and I'm just so thankful and glad that you are just feeling amazing, and you beat that Lyme and you came out on the better end of it. So that's incredible.
Thank you for allowing me to come on tonight. It was such a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Many blessings.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.